Cape Talk International correspondent
Katie McDonald joins us all the way from Budapest in Hungary. Very good morning to you, Katie. How are you this morning?
I am very, very well. Wide awake. How are you, Ab?
Absolutely fine. Thank you so much, Katie. Katie, I want to put it on record. I am not saying that, you know, the current police minister might have been in Dubai courtesy of underdealings. It is alleged so. I'm just reporting on that. But all I'm asking, Katie, is why is everyone going to Dubai?
That is a very interesting question.
Very, very interesting indeed. We are not saying anything, though. We're just asking.
No.
Why?
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, okay. No, you wouldn't be that presumptuous, I'm sure.
Oh, never. Oh, me. Please, Katie. Nonetheless, good morning to you listening at home. 25 minutes past four. Now we're crossing over to Katie McDonald as we continue to look at what's happening in Europe. And Katie, you say that will they or won't they? What are you on about?
Yeah, will they or won't they? Also, can they or can't they? Because essentially, you know, the Catalonian or the Catalan president is due to speak to parliament later today. And according to the separatist politicians, there will be a declaration of independence. Now, the referendum was held on the 1st of October. And although the leader of the Catalans did say that he would, if it was a yes vote, he would declare independence within 48 hours. As of yet, we haven't heard anything. But now there's going to be an address to Parliament later today, and it'll be interesting to see if he actually goes ahead with it, because it might have all looked rosy in the beginning, and I'm not saying that, you know, obviously the separatist movement, they've got strong support and they've got their reasons, but yesterday, for example, the French government said that it would not recognize an independent Catalonia. They also said that independence would result in automatic expulsion from the EU. I mean, generally, the response from the international community has been pretty lukewarm. You've had two major banks and some other businesses that have been prompted to move their registered headquarters to other parts of Spain. They've been anti-independence. There have been anti-independence marches over the weekend. So, it remains to be seen what they're going to do and what the president or the Catalonian president will do later on. It could potentially be very risky if he, attempts to make a full-scale break from Spain. Spain, of course, won't allow it.
I like how Spain was like, you know what, guys, you want to break away from us. Let's take it to a vote. And then we go to the vote. They win. Spain is like, it was unfair. Come back here. How does that work? Nonetheless, we can take all day on that, Katie. France, though, it seems like the honeymoon phase is over for the president.
Emmanuel Macron, yes. They've got a major public sector strike happening today. And that's in response to, you know, the government's plan to basically take away tens of thousands of public service jobs and also to make cutbacks throughout the public sector. People don't like it. I can get that. So there are about 5.5 million French civil servants who've been called to strike. The main air traffic controllers union stopped work, late yesterday afternoon, and that'll go on till early this morning. So tens of thousands of airline passengers have had their flights cancelled. It's going to affect underground ground trains, buses and trams, rail services not so much. For the first time since 2009, hospital unions have joined in the call for strikes. And then you've got the postal workers, teachers, schools are going to be closed. So, yes, it's going to be a day lacking in public services in France today.
Interesting times then ahead. As we look also in Europe, though, unequal pay days are over for Norway's football national teams.
This is brilliant. This put such a smile on my face. So, yeah, there's a new financial package that's coming into play at the beginning of next year. And essentially, what the Norwegian Football Association has announced, that the players are going to be paid equally. So prior to this agreement, the women collectively earned an amount of 3.1 million Norwegian kroner compared to the men's 6.55 million. The women have consistently performed much better than the men when it comes to international games. And anyway, they're going to be getting equal pay. And what's so notable is that the men abs agreed to take a pay cut as part of the wage restructuring. And I think that is seriously impressive.
Ooh, they should try it here in South Africa. They should try and suggest that here in South Africa. I can already hear. Let's not even go to it, Katie. But that's brilliant, though. That is absolutely brilliant. Yeah. And then
it is.
Yeah. What's the latest coming out of Austria?
Well, I mentioned last week that they'd put into place this law banning the full face veil, which is similar to other European countries. But it looks like they're going to need to clarify it. And the law essentially states that, you know, your face has got to be visible from the hairline to the chin. Well, in Vienna, police were alerted to a man breaking the law because he was wearing a shark mask. He was fined. He was ordered to remove his mask. And he's not the only one. I mean, street musicians in animal masks have also been given official warnings. So essentially, the police are just asking for some clarification with regards to this law. As you can imagine, you know, it's something that I know. Yeah, if you enforce it, as it said, it's going to affect quite a wide range of people. But yeah, a shark mask.
You know, Katie, I love it when you talk about these countries. I mean, their biggest troubles is working on laws that stop you from wearing a shark's mask. I wish we had that luxury in my country. But no, it's always fascinating, always lovely to hear these stories. Katie McDonald, always fascinating listening to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
As always, it's been great, and we'll chat a little bit later in the week.
Most definitely will do so. Katie McDonald, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the show.